Every moment is a fresh new beginning. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Mindful Monday segment in which our friend Julia Christina explains how mindfulness helps to decrease anxiety. Enjoy.
Mindfulness is just kind of a fancy way of saying be present. That's it. Live in the now. Just be present with what is. Because what often happens is we spend a lot of our time thinking about things that are coming up in the future. We even spend a lot of time worrying or being anxious or sometimes even excited. It's not always a bad thing. Or we spend a lot of our time maybe thinking about the past, regretting the past, feeling guilty about things, or maybe even it's not always negative. We're thinking about good things that happened in the past. But regardless, we don't spend very much time being present, noticing what's happening in and around us in the present moment. Now, for some of us, that can be kind of scary, paying attention to what's happening inside of us right now. But I'm going to tell you why learning to become more mindful is actually good for that. And it teaches us how to be okay with being present with what's ever happening inside of us, whatever emotions are coming up inside of us. It teaches us how to be okay with that. Now, mindfulness, there's been tons of research on it there, and even more lately because it's been coming up more in the mainstream. It's not a new thing, it's been around for centuries, but it has become more mainstream lately, and so there's been a lot of research. And what research has found is it helps with a ton of things. As far as mental health struggles, it can really help with depression, with anxiety, it can help with panic disorders, it can help with eating disorders, it can help with chronic pain, it can help with self-esteem issues, and lots of other things. There's actually a whole bunch of things that it can help with emotionally, psychologically, physically. So you can Google it afterwards. What are some of the benefits of mindfulness? And there are a lot of things that it really does help with. The essence of mindfulness. So what it really does is it teaches us by learning to become present. What it really does is it slows down the brain. Instead of spending our time thinking about what I have to do or what's going on or what's coming next or what I have to be worried about or what I have to be planning for or whatever it is, or in the past, like something that happened in the past, something that, you know, that I'm upset about or that I'm angry about or that I'm regretting or feeling guilty about. I'm spending all this time. And you sometimes maybe even feel like, I don't know if this happens to you, but feels like there's monkeys in your brain kind of jumping all over the place, going from one thought to the next, here and there and everywhere. And maybe one time frame to the next, you're going from the future to the past and all around. And you can really feel like your head is spinning. So what mindfulness does is it teaches us how to really just slow down the brain. It teaches our brain how to just be present and observe what's happening right here and right now. And when I say observe, I really mean just observe. I mean observe without judging. Observe without kind of having a bunch of ideas about what this thought means or what we see in our surroundings or what we're experiencing. We're not going to what it means. We're not attaching a bunch of meaning to it. We're not attaching a bunch of judgment to it. We're just noticing with kindness, with curiosity, and with acceptance. So practically speaking, what does that look like? Let's say you're feeling really upset about something, or maybe you're feeling, someone said something and it upset you and you notice yourself feeling like your feelings got hurt. And you might say to yourself something like, okay, maybe one or two ways. You might say something like, okay, just get over it. Stop getting upset about stuff like this. Why do you always take things so personally? What's wrong with you? And we attach all of this meaning. So the thing that's happening is that I'm feeling hurt. That's what it is. And then I go in typically we kind of go in and we attach all this meaning to it. What does this mean? What does this say about me? What should I be feeling? What should I be thinking? And we kind of get more worked up because we're attaching a bunch of stuff to it. Or we go the other way and we find a bunch of evidence to support whatever it is that we're feeling. We'll say something like, I'm feeling really hurt. Why is everyone always out to get me? Why are people so mean? Why is life so hard? Why do I always get the butt end of the stick? And we'll really spiral ourselves down into feeling even worse. So whichever way you do it, if you blame yourself for how you're feeling or you blame others for how you're feeling, either way, it gets even more messy. So with our same example, where mindfulness would come in is learning how to feel hurt and to just notice it. Notice it without judgment. Notice it without getting a bunch of stuff attached to it. Notice it with curiosity, saying, wow, I notice that I'm feeling hurt right now. That's what's happening. Whether it's right or wrong or good or bad or serving or unserving or helpful or unhelpful is irrelevant in this moment. What is happening is that I'm feeling hurt. And it might sound to you like that's it, that's all you do. And yes, that is all there is to it. And you might notice if you just allow yourself to feel your feeling, you will notice that the feeling will be way less intense and it'll probably pass through you. You'll probably move through the feeling a lot quicker than if you were attaching all of this stuff to it. You might even approach your hurt with curiosity. They're like, oh, I notice I'm feeling hurt right now. I wonder what just happened that made me feel hurt. I wonder why what they said hurt me. Do you see the difference? We're approaching that feeling with curiosity, with acceptance. We're just saying, this is what I'm feeling. We're not resigning ourselves to the feeling. We're not saying, well, I guess I'm just going to feel hurt forever. I guess hurt is just here from now on and I'm never going to feel better again. That's not what accepting is. Accepting means that we say to ourselves, this is what's happening right now.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.